This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Today on More to Life, resilient couplehood. Life can be tough on marriage, but resilient couples know how to take it in stride and work better together because of stress rather than in spite of it. We'll unpack the 7 habits of resilient couples and help your marriage grow stronger.
Says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day. Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to marry. Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life. God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Folks, you're listening to More to Life, the show that explores living a more joyful and abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body. I am Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we are talking about resilient couplehood. What does resilient mean? It means bounce back ability. Those couples who can just sort of roll with the stresses of life and not just grow stronger in spite of the hardships, but somehow grow stronger because of the challenges they face, both inside and outside of the home.
And, you know, we hate to say it, because I am a happily ever after kind of girl. You know, that's me. I want happily ever after. There's no two ways about it. But our church has us vow the things that she has us vow at our weddings, because
like sickness or health, or
richer or poorer,
better or worse, right? Yeah,
it's going to come in every day. There's going to be a little good and a little bad. In some years, there's going to be a whole lot of bad and a whole lot of good. And I have to say, I don't know why I was thinking about this last night, actually. When I was praying last night, and I was thinking about the almost 26 years that you and I have been married, and every single year has presented some monumental hurdle to get over, some giant mountain to climb, some intense pain or sorrow in it. And if I look back year by year at those things, first of all, I know it's only by the grace of God and the fact that we worked hard to cooperate with him that we've made it this far and that we're as in love as we are. But when I look back just over the fact that we've been together, you know, 27 years in total.
Stop saying that.
No,
I
look back and all I can see is how much we loved each other.
Yeah.
First of all, it feels like it took 2 seconds to go by. And second of all, I just think of how much we loved each other through it all. There was great. There was so much. There's been so much great. There's been so much really, really, really tough, like hair curling tough, that we share a lot of in our newest marriage book. But we have made it through a lot. We have been that resilient couple. And really, when I look back, it's not, oh, it was such a slog. It was, wow, I've really been in love with
him. Well, and I got to say, you know, because there are probably people who are listening, I think, well, aren't the pump checks awesome? Oh, give them a medal.
No.
I got to say, I'll be honest.
Like at all.
I mean, this did, you know, I don't know about you, but that didn't come naturally to me.
We fought tooth and claw for a lot of it, and it was the grace of God for all.
And as far as resilience go, I mean, I remember being in first grade, and one of my teachers, you know, calling me a worry wart because I was just anxious about everything, you know, and it didn't come naturally to me to sort of roll with the stresses of life. Mm-hmm. And we've had to work really hard to help each other get to that place with God's grace.
And we're still working at it.
That's right. But the good news is if even people like us can learn how to do this, so can all of you who are probably way better off and starting from a much better place, right? So we can all work through this together. We're talking about resilient couplehood together. What are those habits that couples who know how to bounce back from the stresses of everyday life and grow closer together because of the stress instead of in spite of it? What do they know that other couples need to know? It comes down to not just that they're born to it, that there are habits that those resilient couples practice that anybody can learn. And we're here to talk about some of those habits today on More to Life. We're asking you actually to join the conversation as well by calling 877-573-7825. If you want to share what you think are your tips for how couples can pull together through stressful times, we'd love to take your advice. And spread it around. We'd also like to hear from you about what are the stressors that you're either going through right now or have been through that you feel are really the toughest on a marriage. If you're having a difficult time really rebounding from a particular stress, whether that is inside the home or outside the home, what do I mean by that? Well, infidelity would be an example of a stressor that's coming from inside that would be hard to rebound from. Or consistent arguments or verbal abuse, feelings of neglect, whether it's benign neglect or otherwise. You know, those stressors that happen inside the home can be hard to bounce back from. Various ways that you've perhaps offended each other or stepped on each other's toes that are hard to forgive. Those are other examples of stressors that can be hard to bounce back from that happen within the home. Outside the home, extended family pressure, misfortunes that have befallen you, you name it, right? Conflicts with the extended family, in-law issues.
Work pressure that keeps coming home with you or your spouse.
Those are just some examples, right? And resilient couples know how to respond well to all of it. You know, some of it they're better at than perhaps others, but these habits that we're going to talk about today on More to Life will help you handle all that and more. So if you're going through a patch right now where you're being assaulted by those hardships of life, either from inside your home or out, we are here to help with these resilient couplehood tips. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. You can also join the conversation at facebook.com/moretoliferadio.
And this really does include those of you who are going, I don't have a resilient bone in my body. This is it. I have maxed out. I am one step away from chucking it all. We are here for you.
That's
on
right.
More to Life today.
Yeah, you know, resilience is bounce back ability. We were down at EWTN, and there's a big mall there that's attached to the hotel we were staying at,
mm-hmm.
and they were selling balls
that
if you drop them on the ground, they didn't bounce back. They actually squished flat. And if that's you...
They looked like eggs, and they looked like light bulbs, and you thought they'd shatter, and they just squished.
You'd drop them, and they'd squish into a puddle on the floor.
And so, sometimes,
we've all done
sometimes
that.
We shatter, sometimes we squish, but today we're going to talk about how to bounce back.
Bounce back, that's right. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, shall we? In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you, Lord, for the gift of marriage, and we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us in marriage, the support that we enjoy in each other's presence, the love that fills our days with warmth, the support, the encouragement, and all the gifts that marriage gives us. But Lord, sometimes, our marriages come under assault. Satan does not want us to be happy. Satan does not want us to succeed in our relationships. Satan does not want us to be that light of love to the world that you call all couples to be. And so he tries to tear us apart. And Lord, we come to you in those times, and we ask you to give us the grace, the strength, the courage, and all the virtues that we need to respond to the challenges of life well, so that we can not only grow closer in spite of the stressors and the hardships and the pain and the sickness and the poorer and all of that, but grow closer because of those things, because of what we've weathered and how we've weathered it and how we have held onto your hand while walking down that path toward your eternal wedding feast. We ask all of this through the intercession of the blessing of the, excuse me, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name
and
of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Well, we're talking today about resilient couplehood. Good Lord, what is wrong with me? Thank heavens this show isn't live. We can just take this all out of
you
the...
Know,
wait,
it's
what?
The
what?
Feast of
what?
St.
I'm
Thomas
sorry?
Aquinas.
Oh, never mind.
You should ask for his ability to express yourself. Even though he didn't talk a lot, he didn't talk
for the first 5 years, so it's a good saint to pray to for me. Anyway, I can't, all right, let's try that again. Today on Mortal Life, we're talking about resilient couplehood. What are those habits? What are those habits that couples who know how to bounce back from the stressors that are impacting their lives, either from inside their home or outside of it, what do they know that we can all benefit from? We'll talk about those habits today. We're asking you to call up and share either some of your tips for bouncing back from tough times, or if you're going through a tough time and you're not sure how to bounce back, we are here for you. 877-573-7825, or post your comments at facebook.com/more2liferadio. That's with the number 2, by the way. And, you know, every day on the program, we try to look at how principles from Pope St. John Paul the Great's Theology of the Body apply to the challenges of everyday life. And, you know, well, what is this Theology of the Body? It started out, anyway, as about 129 talks that he gave over the course of his Wednesday addresses. That was his attempt, he said, to try to describe what God's plan for all of us is in the new millennium. Where do we come from? What is our destiny as people of God? And how does God want us to relate to each other? You know, in light of the gospel, but in our times now, what is this sign that we're supposed to be in our own lives and in our relationships? And of course, it evolved from there as well. But you know, looking at the theology of the body in the light of this topic today about resilient couplehood, you know, theology of the body reminds us that marriage is supposed to be a visible sign of God's love in the world. You know, he wants you to be happy in your marriage. He wants you to have a healthy and strong and vital marriage. You know, we often forget that. We think that somehow taking care of our marriage is selfish. You know, it's just taking care of us. But God wants you to have a great marriage because God wants you to enjoy the sacrament to the full, and he wants to use your marriage to be a witness to the world.
And to each other. You know, God wants you to love each other so much that when you look at each other, you see how much he loves you. You know, and one of your students brought up an interesting point and saying that when they first heard this on our show, they thought, well, that sounds icky to me because that sounds like, you know, God somehow wants us in a physically intimate way, and that bothers me. And it took listening to the show to make him realize, no, this is about that love that is so unifying, so close, so loving, that nothing else on earth can reflect it even a little bit. But marriage tries to get really, really close. It tries to be that reflection of how much God loves us and wants us to be one with him. And we are called to love each other that much, where, you know, you look at how your spouse loves you. I know when I look at how Greg loves me, I think there has to be a God, because nobody on earth could love me the way he loves me without God putting his love for me in Greg's heart. It just wouldn't happen. And he wants that for each one of us.
And that's so. Well, that's what marriage is for, to call us all on to realizing the power and the passion of God's love, and to remind the world as well that love truly exists, to show that lonely world that through God's grace, love really can conquer all, you know, which brings us back to that whole idea of resilience. You know, for a couple to be able to stand up to the traumas and terrors and you know, and even just the normal everyday ins and out stressors of everyday life, and to stand up at that and love each other even better for all of it, is what better testament is there to God's glory than that? So we're talking about resilient couplehood today on Mortal Life. Call up and share, what are your tips that you have to help couples pull together through stressful times? Or if you're going through a stressful time and you need some support, you need some tips on how to become more resilient, we are here for you. 877-573-7825 or facebook.com/more2liferadio.
And I think this is a time where it's, I mean, first of all, let's be very clear. It's okay to not be resilient, especially in marriage, in this time in history. You know, there were many times in history where people were taught how to be resilient in marriage by their parents, were pressured into being resilient in marriage by their community, by the people they lived around, by the fact that their whole parish was related to each other and all lived in the same building. You know, I know that my mom's family, the building that she lived in, you know, all her aunts and uncles and cousins lived in the same apartment building in New York City. So everybody was watching each other. Everybody had each other's backs. And yes, everybody was pressuring each other to stick with marriage, to work it out, to raise their kids. Well, that dynamic has changed. And we now live in a time where we don't have resilience long enough to be able to, you know, wait for the repairman for something that's broken down in our house, or for our coffee to heat up because, you know, the Keurig isn't the latest model and it's taking too long to drip, you know, whatever it is. And so when we hit ideas in marriage and we've got society constantly telling us that this is the most disposable thing out there now, a lot of us just haven't been given the skills or aren't encouraged to do so. And it's okay to say, nope, don't have them, but I'd like to. And what can I do about it? And we're here to help you get those skills today on More to Life. Our number is 877-573-7825, and we're here for you.
And you can post your comments at facebook.com/more2liferadio. In fact, why don't we share a comment right now, Lisa?
Well, Greg, Hannah says, I just went through a very stressful time. We moved our family of four kids, five and under, the week before Christmas. The thing is that during the move, we were a tight unit. We communicated, we worked together, we operated like a well-oiled machine. The real stress was re-entering the real world after such a big event. My husband's work was busy, and I had to finish unpacking and getting homeschooling going again. We went from a well-oiled machine to barely speaking. I was annoyed that I didn't get more help, and he was stressed about deadlines and working weekends. I have found that when life brings us to this point, it is most important to serve my husband more. As annoyed as I was, I tried to make him breakfast and lunch for work and make sure he's getting the time he needs to lay down with a headache or play quietly with the kids. As I served him and he served me, we came back on an even keel and corrected again. During our most stressful times, we found it is most important to serve each other. First of all, God bless you, Hannah. We're not too far from Christmas, and you have been working like a dog for weeks and weeks and weeks. And God bless you that you're working so hard to get everything on an even keel and not, you know, not being so myopic as to think, well, if I get the pictures hung, the box is unpacked, and school started again, which is major, because I know a lot of homeschooling moms who would have taken off a month to get everything, you know, in order, and you're trudging along. But to take that deep breath and say, no, all of this is stuff that passes. The relationship with the husband is what's going to steer this whole ship and is supposed to last forever. And so work on it, and what a beautiful way to work on it.
What a tremendous witness.
I want to give
props to both Hannah and her husband.
Yes. Huge!
You know, because this whole idea of doubling down in times of stress and serving more, there is nothing that is less, that becomes less naturally, I don't know, to me, and I think probably to most of us, you know, because when we are under stress, we want a cocoon. We want to hide
and have others take care of us. So as Hannah said, she was resentful that she wasn't getting more help. And our natural inclination, our sort of fallen, if you will, inclination is to nag. Like, I know you're working hard, but I need you to stay up late and help hang these pictures. And why can't you take the kids at the end of the day?
And it's fine to ask for help. You know, we're not suggesting you have to do it all by yourself and be some kind of martyr. Of course it's good to ask. But the way you gain the credibility that you need to ask for more help is by doubling down on the service that Hannah was just talking about. Because, you know, who are you going to help more? All right? Somebody who sort of sits there and whines and pouts, you know, I'm not doing it. out for me. Or somebody who's really working hard to try to make your life easier or more pleasant in some way and then says, hey, look, I could really use a hand here. Would you mind?
And I want to be very clear. You're not saying, and I know you're not saying this, but I want to be very clear in case, you know, for the people who are multitasking while they listen to their radios. You are not saying serve in order to put yourself in a better position to ask for what you want.
No, I don't mean
that. But this is truly, you know, when I picture what Hannah's going through and has been going through, you know, when you lay your head down on your pillow at the end of an excruciatingly exhausting, frenetic day, like she had to have been having all these weeks from before Christmas to now, if you can say, this got away from me in so many ways, but I showed my husband I loved him. I made him breakfast. I made him lunch. I made sure he could take care of that headache. I gave him time to rebond with his kids because he's so busy, even though I could have used his help on about 50,000 things, and I wish that I could have gotten rid of my headache. If you can say to yourself at the end of the day, you know, well done, faithful servant, I did this. The boxes can wait. Even the homeschooling can be, you know, you'll do double the next day. You'll catch up somewhere. Hey, public school takes snow days. You can take a crack-up day. It's okay. But you know you did your best to show that person you loved him. You were on his side. You're working for his good. And then you can just feel like you know you did something right and you gave glory to God the way you were living.
Because you're making a home.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just taking care of your house. You're making your home. And that goes for the guys out there, too. I mean, you know, because Hannah's husband was responding in the same way.
He was
doubling down on his service, too. So, you know, that's one important habit that resilient couples have. They don't cocoon. They don't isolate under stress. They reach out to each other. They actually find the strength to serve more. And you can't find that strength on your own. You've got to go to God and say, Lord, give me the strength to do this. I know what I need to do, but I can't do it without you. And so that's got to be the prayer. When you're under stress, Lord, give me that strength to really serve and to try to find ways to make my mate's life a little easier or more pleasant. If you can both do that for each other, that's one of the ways that you will grow closer together, not just in spite of your stressors, but because of them. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll share more tips and also talk with you about the challenges that you're facing that are hard to bounce back from. Plus, we'll be talking with Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. He's going to be talking with us about things that he wishes couples knew going into marriage to help make them more resilient couples. We'll be talking about that with Father Loya and also taking your calls and sharing some more great tips on the habits of resilient couplehood. Coming up on More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak and you right after the break.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
This program is made possible in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, dedicated to helping grow businesses for a strong community of faith and Christian values. CatholicBusinessPages.com is your online directory resource for connecting you with businesses that have taken a strong stand to support those values that impact our lives. If Christian principles make a difference in your life, then CatholicBusinessPages.com will link you to business professionals who care about the values of our nation. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, it is like a liturgical baton race. The approaching season of repentance has already started running, while the end of the season of Christ's incarnation runs to catch up to hand off the liturgical baton.
Saturday evenings at 8:30, and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
Welcome back. We're so glad to have you with us today on More to Life. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about resilient couplehood, the ability for healthy couples to bounce back from the stressors of life, whether those stressors come from inside the house or outside the house. The fact is, you know, life throws a lot of stuff at marriage, and we need to be able to know how to grow closer, not just in spite of the difficulties we face, but even because of the difficulties we face. So we're talking about the habits that resilient couples have that every couple can benefit from. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya is the founder and director of the Tabor Life Institute. He is a pastor, he is a counselor, he is an artist, and he's here today to talk to us about three things he wishes all couples knew coming into marriage about being a more resilient couple. Father Loya, thanks for joining us today on More to Life.
Thank you. Always great to be here.
Well, good to have you with us. So, I mean, you know, in your ministry, both as a pastor and as a counselor, you work with a lot of couples who are getting ready for marriage or who are, you know, in the middle of marriage, of course. What is it that you wish that all couples knew going into marriage that would really help them be more resilient, more bounce backable from all the stresses of life?
Yeah, it's a great topic. You know, the first one is going to sound almost like it might even sound like a cliche, or that's what you expect a priest to say. But you know, in all sincerity, number one, it makes all the difference in the world. I see it all the time in couples. Is faith. That they really do have a shared faith. They do believe in God. They practice that faith. The reason why that is number one is because the thing that faith does, it has that power to bring you beyond. And I've seen it with couples. You know, they, sometimes immense tragedy, as you said, from inside or outside, internal, external stressors, you know, terrible things sometimes. That how do they get through it? How do they stay together? How do they, you know, seem to do okay? It's the faith, because the faith perspective keeps the tragedy or the stressor from being the false god, you know, from becoming bigger than it should be. You know that there's something beyond even that stress, that the power of that thing, no matter how bad it was, how painful, and that is God, and having faith in God and trying to see everything in light of God and staying together in your faith.
I hadn't actually thought of it that way before, but that's really beautiful, and I want to underscore it. You know, that you're right. When we go through difficult times, that difficulty, it's very easy to make that difficulty into that what you said, that false god, the biggest thing in our life. But if we can hold on to our faith through it all, we remember that there is something bigger than us. There's something bigger than all of our problems, and we can turn to that thing. We can turn to God. We can turn to our faith for counsel, for support, for the grace we need to not be terrified by these monsters that are attacking us.
Yes, and I've seen it, you know, in my years of priesthood, and some of the things you mentioned, like adultery, you know, how did this couple, devastating pain, how did they stay together? How are they doing so well? And it comes right down to that. First thing on the list is they had a shared faith, and the faith got them through it. It was bigger than even the worst of tragedies. The second thing is a truly sacramental understanding of marriage. And this would include, it kind of spills over into the, basically it's a theology of body understanding of marriage, that it really is something where the two people are going to help each other work towards their salvation. And they understand that this marriage is not just any kind of bond, that there's a real sacramental understanding of it. You know, whenever I have couples like that, it's very rare, believe it or not, when a couple comes to me that truly, I know they truly have that sacramental understanding. You know, Dr. Gray, Lisa, you have no idea what a joy it is for a priest to work with a couple like that in a marriage.
Well, and I can imagine the blessings to the marriage as well, because, you know, one of the things that resilient couples need in order to be resilient is they need to be flexible. They need to be adaptive. They need to expect
yes.
that they're going to grow and change. And having that sacramental mindset helps us realize that, you know, I'm not finished yet. When I say I do, you know, that's just the beginning. And God is going to be working on me for the rest of my life to change me, to stretch me, to grow me in all kinds of ways. And if I can face the challenges of life with that attitude that says, okay, how can I use this to become more of the person God wants me to be, then I'm going to be resilient. But if I'm rigid and I say, no, I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to stay this way, and I'm going to resist all the change, I'm going to resist all the pressure, then we're going to break. And that's, yeah, you know, that's that anti-sacramental mindset. But I see your point. I mean, having that sacramental mindset, it's not just a pious sentiment. There's real power there.
Yes, and just like you're saying, Dr. Gregory, the couples that have that have a great sense of knowing what's really important. In other words, they're not going to get all bent out of shape and let every single thing become a crisis. They know what's really important because they have that overriding sacramental sense of the marriage.
Good stuff.
And the third thing is, I'm going to call it a common vision. The things that bring a couple together, the little things, the things that they share, the things that they, like sometimes I'll ask a couple, well, why did you come together in the first place? Especially if they're having difficulties. And I ask them to recall, what were those things you shared, the things that were uniquely you, that this couple, the two of you together, that brought you together, that sustained you, that gave life to your relationship, what were those things? They could be little things, but they also have like there had to have been some kind of common vision. And couples that sustain that common vision are the ones that are very resilient. And this comes in very handy. It's very effective, I noticed, whenever there's the empty nest syndrome. You know, when the couples, the children have grown and something like that, the couples are not standing there being strangers to each other. They can carry on in the way that almost recover what they had, kind of dust off what they had way back when, during the romantic time, when they came together and they had that energy and that love and that beautiful element of their relationship, that somehow something is sustained there. And I always tell these couples that it's amazing to me how quickly married couples will lose that. And it really is essential, I have found, very essential. So I asked them, look into your relationship. What were those things, or what's that thing that really made this relationship unique to the two of you? The things you shared, the things you valued, the common vision you had. You've got to hang on to that. Yeah, it may really modify over time.
There's a lot of research, actually. It's really interesting that you're talking about this, that shares creating shared meaning as a couple, having a shared vision, creating that shared story, that sense, it is so critically important to pulling you through and helping you retain that sort of sense of usness, of teamwork through it all, that does help you rediscover those joys of marriage, even in the middle of all these difficulties. Father Loya, thank you. This is tremendous stuff. And if folks would like to learn more about the great work that you do through the Tabor Life Institute, where can they turn for more information?
Probably the best place is our website, taborlife.org.
That's T-A-B-O-R, like the mountain, taborlife.org. Father Loya, thanks so much for being with us today, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, great stuff. You know, having that faith that reminds us that not make false gods out of our problems, having that sacramental sense that reminds us to roll with those punches because God is not done with us. He's stretching us. He's growing us. He's changing us. And finally, having that shared vision, that shared meaning that pulls us forward toward our destiny in Christ and helps us keep perspective and remember that we are helping each other become everything God created us to be in this life and help each other get to heaven in the next as well. He keeps moving us forward with relevance and giving meaning to the marriage throughout all the ups and downs of it. We're going to develop these themes, right, and talk more about what are those habits, additional habits of resilient couples, couples who know how to bounce back from stress and actually grow closer because of the stressors they face rather than just in spite of them. What about you? Give us a call either with your tips for bouncing back after difficult times or if you're going through a rough time right now, either because of stuff happening inside the home or happening to the marriage from outside of it. We want to help you find those ways to bounce back and grow closer together through it all. 877-573-7825 or post your comments at facebook.com/moretolife radio. You're listening to More to Life. We're Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and we'll be back with you and some more great resilient couplehood tips right after this.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
My dad, sharp as a tack, but getting him out for a dentist trip got harder every year. When he moved to the senior residence where he lives now, Dr. Mansour's portable dental service was a godsend. Dr. Mansour comes to wherever the homebound patient may be, whether in a nursing facility or the comfort of home. All the services you'd expect in a dentist office brought straight to the patient's door. Call 586-873-5567. That's 586-873-5567 or portabledentalservices.com.
Ever thought you'd make a bundle by trading in or selling your used vehicle only to find out it's worth a dinner for two? Well, it's much more valuable to donate your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Thousands of Americans donate their vehicle each year. The donation to Ave Maria is easy, tax-deductible, and supports our efforts to evangelize. A year from now, will you remember that dinner or your gracious and selfless donation? Go to AveMariaRadio.net to find out more. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. It seems like we Catholics look at technology in one of two ways. Either we're constantly plugged into the internet and TV, or we're running away screaming, wishing for simpler times. But it doesn't have to be that way. St. Thomas Aquinas would tell you that when it comes to technology, moderation is key. There are plenty of good, healthy ways to use technology to our benefit, especially spiritual benefit. The Vatican even encourages us to use technology to connect with others and share the gospel. Of course, good media is outnumbered by harmful media. That's why it's important for your children to see you engaging in media in a healthy, positive way. Set clear limits for your children's TV and internet viewing and always supervise. And when you're through with a specific show or website, turn it off! Real life is more interesting anyway. Harnessing media for good will ensure that it is serving you, not the other way around. For more information on raising a happy, healthy family, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to More to Life, the show that explores living a more joyful and abundant life through the gift of Pope St. John Paul the Great's Theology of the Body. I am Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today we're revealing the secrets of resilient couplehood, those habits that enable healthy, happy couples to bounce back from the stressors of life, whether those are happening inside the home or happening to the couple from outside pressures. How do you not just bounce back from the stress, but grow closer together because of the stressors you face, as opposed to in spite of the stressors that you face? We are sharing some great habits of healthy couples to become more resilient, more bounce-backable, as the case may be. You're welcome to call up and share some of your own ideas of what's gotten you through the difficult times in your life. 877-573-7825. You can also call up and share some of the struggles that you're going through. You know, if you're having a hard time bouncing back, you'd like to, but you just can't quite figure out how to make it happen. And that stressor that you've gone through, that difficulty, that challenge, that pain that you're in, you know, if you're not sure what to do with it, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. You can also post your comments at facebook.com/moretoliferadio. And I forgot to mention earlier that everybody who participates in our question of the day gets their name entered in our Book of the Week giveaway drawing that will happen on Friday. This week we're giving away a copy of Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids. Not a book just about the talk. It's a book about raising moral, loving, godly kids from toddlerhood through young adulthood. We look at all the ages and stages, all the major kind of moral challenges at each of those stages, and how you can help your kids develop the backbone and the character they need to really be godly young men and women. And do the right thing without you breathing down their neck. So that's worth the price of it right there. So there's right. Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids. It's available this week as our Book of the Week giveaway. We'll give that away to one lucky listener who's responded to our question of the day. But you can pick it up right now at any online bookstore, including ours at mortalliferadio.com. Well, today we're talking about resilient couplehood. Let's share some more questions or comments. Lisa, who's up next?
Michaela says on our Facebook page, right now is that time for us. My husband works full-time and goes to grad school. Mm. I take care of the kids and the house almost on my own. He's done with grad school in summer.
Yay.
But most days I miss him. And by the time he's home from school or studying, we are bog exhausted. I miss my hubbo, she says. And it, you know, this is something that so many of us are going through, where work or trying to achieve a better work situation is taking families apart, where we've got, you know, we've got families where both spouses are doing this, you know, and here's Michaela home with the kids all day, not getting, you know, that adult interaction that she probably needs as much of, and especially that interaction from her very own husband that she needs so desperately. Her husband probably doesn't want to be away from her and the kids, but has to in order to achieve what he feels that God's really calling him to achieve and provide what he needs to provide for their family. And so it's one of those things where nobody's at fault for the pain and the stress that the marriage is going through. It's the growing pains that are all pushing them in the right direction and are a good thing, but that doesn't mean that the growing pains don't hurt a whole lot.
No, of course. I mean, you know, they're painful. We can say, oh, you know, good, we're stretching. Oh, good, these blessings are happening. But, you know, if it hurts, it hurts, right? But the key here, again, is how do we turn toward each other? In fact, the interesting research by the Gottmans, who are probably the world's premier marriage experts, they do some tremendous
do
work.
The research, yeah.
And really revolutionized marriage counseling and made it truly effective because of their research. But they talk about the importance of turning toward. The couples who are good at handling conflict make sure that they turn toward each other. They do little things to try to make each other's days a little easier or more pleasant. They encourage each other with that little smile, with that little, you know, gentle, light, affectionate rub of the shoulder, with those little ways to say, hey, I know, but I'm here. It's okay. And the more you do that...
I really want to underline that idea of the passing touch. You know, this is the kind of thing where, you know, there's so little time when he's actually at home, but when he's home studying, you know, are you coming up behind him and giving him, you know, that cup of coffee and giving him, you know, a hug around the neck or a little bit of a back rub just to say, you know, I'm still here and I still love you and literally have got your back. When he walks in the door, are you giving each other that extended hug that says, welcome home, I'm glad to be with you? When you get up in the morning, instead of racing out the door and just screaming, bye, I gotta go, giving each other that kiss goodbye, taking that moment to even, you know, pray with each other briefly, holding hands or blessing each other and drawing the sign of the cross on each other's heads. That moment of physical contact that says, I'm here, I'm on the same team with you, and we love you. You know, I love you, and we can do this. We can do this. So taking that time to, as Hannah was saying earlier, serve one another, but also just that physical affection, even if it's fleeting, even if it's that passing in the hallway kind of physical affection, remind yourself. Remind yourself to do it. It really does make a world of difference.
Amen. We're talking with you today about resilient couplehood. What are those habits that healthy couples have that enable them to turn toward each other through those difficult times? We've talked about several of those examples. Father Loya has given us some specific things. We're going to talk more about them as we go through the program. But right now, let's take a call from Veronica, calling us from Oklahoma City. Veronica, welcome to More to Life.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
I was calling because I have some problems in my marriage.
Okay.
And I just I need your advice. I
Sure. What can we do for you, Veronica? What seems to be the difficulty?
Well, it's the first thing is a lot of the not have the good communication, you know, in between us, and is the beliefs I have. My faith is grown very strong, and I just want to do, you know, the God is calling me to do. And
sure, so you want to do the right thing, but you're having some communication difficulties in your marriage. So tell me, give me an example of the kind of communication problems that you're struggling with.
Well, when I tried to talk to him about, you know, what he watched in the, you know, in the TV, or what he listens to, and the music he listens to, when there's, you know, bad words saying there, and I say something, he gets really upset because I say something to him, and I'm trying to say.
Okay, so let me just recap this. So when you guys often will get into arguments then about the media that your husband watches or listens to, the things that. Now let me ask you this: are you both in the same place with your faith? I mean, are you both prayerful people? Do you both go to church together? I mean, tell me a little bit about his faith development right now.
Well, he's not Catholic, and he is going to church with me now. Uh-huh. He does go to Mass, but he's not baptized. He's not, you know, have any of the sacramentals. Well, we marry in the church, but he doesn't have, you know, the we all have, I guess, as a Catholic. And I guess he's gone a little bit, I guess, maybe understanding, but he's not all there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. So you know, he's starting to come along with you. He doesn't really understand it. He doesn't have the same kind of relationship with God that you do. There's some openness there, and he's willing to explore it. You know, I would say to you that you know, your heart is certainly in the right place with this, and of course it's important to challenge our spouse always to grow, to really think, and to be intentional about what they're doing. You want to be careful here about two things. One, you don't want to turn your husband into a project, okay? You know, he's a person, not a project, and you want to make sure that you're really loving him and trying to see the good in the things that he finds good, as long as there's some good to be found in them. Secondly, though, you also don't want to be his parent, right? Because that's what he's gonna rebel against. Yes. That if he feels like you're acting like his mother. And too. So you're trying to evangelize him by kind of calling him on morally, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with that in its measure, okay? But be careful how much you do that. If you really want to evangelize him, the best way, really, for any spouse who has a closer connection with God than their mate does, is to really say to God, you know, Lord, help me my spouse even more. Help me be that husband, that wife that I couldn't be on my own. Let me find ways to love my spouse as you love him, so that I can, you know, I can draw him to you through the way I love him, you know. And so by being more generous, by opening yourself up more to him, by asking yourself, what are those things that I, you know, I tend to not do because they're outside my comfort zone? Not that they're immoral or demeaning in some way, but they're outside my comfort zone, so I just prefer to not do them. How can I find the courage to do those things, to be loving to my husband, to find ways to make his day a little easier or more pleasant, to turn toward him? Because when I can do that, then he's going to look at me and say, well, why are you being so nice to me? Why are you being so loving? And you're going to be able to then say, because, honey, every time I pray, I know I'm just filled up with a sense of how much God loves you, and it makes me love you that much more. And that's what's going to draw him into the faith more. Not kind of nagging him about what he watches, but loving him through that, so that he realizes what he's worth, and he wants to be more for you and for God.
And Veronica, I really want to encourage you to try to, like, put a new frame around how you're thinking about your husband. And I want you to start making a list, not just a mental list, but a written list somewhere where he can't see it. You know, tuck it under your pillow if you have to, but a list of the characteristics that you really were drawn to, the one little thing that you appreciate about this man, especially those wonderful masculine traits that you just couldn't live without. I want you to write them down, and I want you to try to catch those moments where you see that and thank him for them. you know, out loud say, I love that about you, and name what it is, or I appreciate this so much about you, because the more you can take your focus off the stuff that you wish about him and put it on the gift that he really is, you're going to find this service that Greg is talking about will become much easier. The love will be reignited in your heart and your mind for him, and it will really begin to change.
Well, and this is really important because actually there's some good research, you know, that talks about how couples who are really healthy, resilient couples, they have a 20-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions in their day-to-day life together as a couple. That means they're 20 positive, affectionate, affirming, supportive than they are criticizing, complaining, or correcting. So that doesn't mean you can't correct him. It just means you got to be 20 times more loving in order for that correction to actually take hold and for him not to be defensive. Because if he can look at you and say, you know, Veronica really is looking out for me and really being super loving to me 38 times out of 40, it's these other two times when she's asking me to kind of watch a different show or, you know, be a little more selective about what I bring into the house. You know what? I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Fine. I can give her that, right? But if we start messing around with that ratio less, then he's going to become defensive because he feels more like a project than he does your partner. I'm going to let you go with that, Veronica. We do talk about these kinds of things in our books, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Long Marriage, as well as our new book, When Divorce is an Option, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Both of those are available at the website or any online bookstore. Thank you so much for your call. We'll add you guys to our prayer list. And folks, you're listening to More to Life. When we come back, more tips on how to be a resilient couple. Stick around for that. Coming up after the break.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
In the book of 2 Kings, the commander of a Gentile army, Naaman, had leprosy. It took many people to lead to a healing that only God could provide. First, a Jewish slave girl told Naaman's wife about the Jewish prophet Elisha. The wife told Naaman, who told his king, who contacted the king of Israel, who then contacted Elisha. Finally, when Naaman visited Elisha, his servants pleaded with him to follow Elisha's instructions to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. After doing so, Naaman was cured and declared, "There was no God in all the earth except in Israel." How powerful a statement of faith can be, whether from an army commander cured of disease or his wife or his servants. We are also called to share our faith and help others come to new life, even if we don't see the final result. To learn more about how God leads people to new life, visit the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan at cbsmich.org or find us on Facebook.
Chaldean Catholic Bishop Francis Caliban is asking people of faith around the globe to pray for persecuted Christians in Iraq, Syria, and the Middle East with a Rosary Novena beginning January 25th and ending on February 2nd. Until very recently, there were more than 1 million Christians living in Iraq. Today, there are less than 300,000. Islamic extremists have forced Christians from their homes. Many are now living in tents and caravans. Christians have been tortured and killed, beheaded and crucified. Tens of thousands are refugees. The world seems to have forgotten them. We must not forget them. Please join Ave Maria Radio, the Chaldean Community of Detroit, and Bishop Francis in praying the Rosary Novena beginning January 25th. Let us know that you are participating with us by clicking the Rosary Novena icon at AveMariaRadio.net. 9 days of rosaries, 9 days of prayer. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Glad to have you with us today. You're listening to More to Life. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about Resilient Couplehood Day on More to Life. We are talking with you about the habits that happy couples have about bouncing back from all the stressors of life, whether those stressors are coming from inside the house, experiencing.
You know, Sarah on our Facebook page, Greg, says one important thing for couples to remember during stressful times is to share the load. When I get stressed, my first instinct is to do it myself. I want to be super wife and super mom and take care of everything, and I just wish all my problems away. But I end up hurting my family more by shutting them out. Times I feel closer to my family are when I do manage to break through my just open up and talk about things. I love this, Sarah. thank you for sharing it. You know, for anybody who wants Incredibles, we know that Superwoman thing. We know that often, or the other, one spouse or the other does want to be that independent hero and just come in and save the day. But so many of our listeners, you know, Hannah was saying this earlier, Michaela's wishing for it. These folks who are saying, if we can do this as a group, if we can be there for each other and to share the workload, we can get through all of it together. And during our show on the day of the pro-life march in Washington, we were having a lovely discussion with Linda Pageant, who's got a wonderful blog, and she was talking about her experience with her family of her daughter's unexpected pregnant, how the family got it together. And in a later blog post, she was talking about, you know, what they had learned together. And she's not being perfect. And it's not about any one of us being more right than the other. She said it's about the whole family linking arms and saying, none again, the stress will not deplete us. And I love the fact that you're saying, get over your pride, talk it out, be there for each other, and share the load.
Amen. Good note to go out on. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thanks for tuning in and for allowing us to walk alongside of you during this part of your faith journey. We're here every day talking with you about how you can live a more joyful and abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body. And we've got additional resources for you at our website, moretoliferadio.com, where you can check out our books, our podcasts and other recordings, and learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at the website, moretoliferadio.com, or just call to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. That's the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling appointment line, 740-266-6461. We'll be here tomorrow. But until then, folks, remember, with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Don't you dare settle. Have a blessed, blessed day.
More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck is produced by Ave Maria Radio in association with the Pastoral Solutions Institute. Find out more at moretoliferadio.com. More to Life is made possible on Ave Maria Radio in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com. More to Life, the life you were meant to live.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Father John Ricardo was one of the spiritual warfare teachers at St. Gerald Parish last spring.
I think people are here for lots of different reasons tonight. We're like mailmen. We're in the business of delivering the gospel. And because you're a mailman or a mail person, whatever you are, and you're delivering the mail, every once in a while dogs come after you to try to prohibit you from delivering the mail. So if you're a smart mailman, you carry...